It's time for the Bombers post-game show. Let's take you back to the stadium with the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football, Brad Haworth.
Well, Jonesboro wins it by a score of 35-7 tonight over Mountain Home. The Bombers get the touchdown, 5:33 left in the game by Dawson Tabor, a six-yard run to get on the scoreboard. And four games in a row, Mountain Home has scored 7 points. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Tobias and I were talking about it. Pretty easy to pick tonight's drive of the game. That last drive was a nice one, wasn't it?
It was a great one. And, you know, they had a few good drives tonight, but that definitely was the one. Anytime you score, that's the one to put the exclamation point on.
16-play, 80-yard drive, 5 first downs on the drive, and moved the ball very well. And most of the starters were still in there for Jonesboro on that drive. So.
Yeah, they were surprisingly, you know, and especially, you know, we talked about number 91 all night and how big they were and how much of a load those tackles were to move. But, you know, I really was impressed with Mountain Home tonight. I thought they moved the ball well. You know, I thought they had a good plan. You know, I think it was just some penalties, some drop balls, things like that that, you know, probably would have shown a little bit different story on the scoreboard. But unfortunately, just couldn't get it done tonight.
Unfortunately, 3 turnovers, too. Had those 3 lost fumbles on the evening. All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more here in just a little bit. 35-7, the final score as Jonesboro defeats Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers post-game show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
Struggling with itchy, painful skin prone to eczema? You need Clean Body Wash, the cleanser recommended by thousands of dermatologists nationwide. Clean Body Wash was even awarded the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance and now is available to you at clnwash.com. In clinical studies, subjects reported a reduction in skin redness, dryness, and flakiness in as little as 2 weeks of use of Clean Body Wash. Clean partnered with doctors to formulate a cleanser that's tough on germs, yet so gentle on the skin that it can be used daily. Here's board-certified dermatologist Dr. Gerald Sklar.
We routinely add Clean Body Wash to the cleansing regimen for our eczema patients, and the improvement has been dramatic. Clean Body Wash is a game-changer for our patients.
Try Clean Body Wash risk-free with our 30-day performance promise and get $15 off your first order with promo code RADIO at clnwash.com. Enter code RADIO for $15 off at clnwash.com. Clean Body Wash. Think clinically clean.
Now back to the Bombers post-game show on Classic Hits 101.7.
35-7, our final score as Jonesboro defeats Mountain Home. Let's check the final stats. Appreciate Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin putting the stats together for us. Mountain Home winds up with 207 yards. Is it 207 or 287? 287. 287 yards of total offense in the night. Jonesboro with 344. Tobias, you've only got under 60 yards difference in total offense. You don't expect a 35-7 game, do you?
You don't. Like I said, the scoreboard didn't really tell the story of the game tonight. You know, Mountain Home played a lot better than it shows on the scoreboard. And for it to be that close, unbelievable.
256 of the 287 coming on the ground for Mountain Home. Tabor, 95 yards on the ground. Williams with 95 on the ground. And Hershberger had 41 of the night. Tabor, 2 of 12 through the air for 31 yards in the ball game. Jonesboro, 134 coming on the ground. Jumper was 4 of 12 on the night with 210 yards, and all of those went to Lutz. He had 4 catches for 210 and a couple of the touchdowns. They hooked up on a 65-yarder and an 86-yarder in the ball game.
And, you know, they Jonesboro had come in averaging 255 yards just in receiving alone. I mean, and for what Mount Holmes defense was able to do, I was pretty impressed, to be honest with you.
You bet. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award. Pete's Cleaners, located at 352 East 9th Street in Mountain Home. They offer dry cleaning, pressing, and minor alterations. They get your dirty jerseys clean as well. And more Tobias and I talked about it. I tell you what, it's pretty easy to call, I thought, tonight with Dawson Tabor.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, what I was really impressed is I didn't realize it until halfway through the game. He's only a sophomore. And running as well as he did tonight, you know, just, and if you look across his depth chart of this Mountain Home team, you know, you see junior, sophomore, you know, there's a lot of underclassmen, looks
right,
like, playing here. Makes me really excited for the future of Mountain Home football and what Coach Maddox is trying to put together here.
Tabor, 14 carries, 95 yards on the night. He got that touchdown run at the end and ran the ball very well tonight. He wins the Dirty Jersey Award.
Such a strong runner, you know. When
yes,
he's got the ball, you feel confident in his hands. I mean, he's going to get yards after he gets hit, and you, that's typically not something that you see with quarterbacks, but, you know, he's gonna do that, and I really see for him, you know, as the season progresses, for him to have more and more success every week in and week out.
Well, that is going to do it for our broadcast tonight, again, at least from the stadium. Again, the Hurricane win it by a score of 35-7 tonight. Tobias, enjoy working with you, guys. It's always a lot of fun.
Brad, it's always a pleasure to be here with you. I always get really excited whenever I get a text from you that old Bob's going to be out of town. I really do enjoy doing this and appreciate you and KTLO for letting me be on tonight.
You betcha. It's always good, as I say, to work with a professional for a change.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I know I sure do have a good time sitting up here with you and seeing the game from a little bit different perspective, and you know, just as I have become more and more of a Bomber fan, I think this is the best seat in the house.
You betcha. You bet. All right, Bob will be back next week in time for our trip to lovely Pine Bluff next Friday night. That's where we'll have the next broadcast of Bomber football coming up next Friday night. That's going to do it from the stadium. Stay tuned. Matt checks scores around the state with our scoreboard show. He'll check that with the studio report, rather, coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the 7 cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
The Bombers postgame show continues with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's go back inside the studio with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you one last time in here in the studio on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Elville Mountain Home. As again, the Bombers fall to the Jonesboro Golden Hurricane by a final of 35-7. Let's take a look what else is going on First off, in the 6A East, Searcy, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A, leading Jacksonville 34-0 was the last score we had from the second quarter. Pine Bluff, who is ranked fifth in Class 6A, is up on Sylvan Hills 14-3 in the fourth quarter. And West Memphis, who is ranked second in Class 6A, is leading Marion 22-14 in the third quarter. On the local level, Yellville Summit ended up falling at Melbourne tonight by a score of 47-14. The Panthers now dropped to 1-3 on the season. The Bearcats are now 3-1. Salem was idle this week. Marshall must have gotten a game scheduled at the last minute. They were originally scheduled to play Rosebud, but the Ramblers had to cancel their season. Right now, Fearless Friday is showing the Bobcats losing to Mountainburg 48-14 at halftime. Mountain View is up on Cedar Ridge. 22-8 was the last score we had at halftime. Harrison, who is ranked fourth in Class 5A, leading Morrilton right now by a count of 21-9 in the fourth quarter. West Plains. This looks like Zizzers may be getting another big win. After three complete quarters, the Zizzers, ranked fourth in Class 4, they're leading the eighth-ranked team in Class 5, Lebanon, by a score of 41-13. Also this evening, Hollister trailing Marshfield 31-26 in the fourth quarter, so that game's going down to the wire. Forsyth losing to Pierce City. That game has gone final, 53-0. Branson ended up falling to Joplin 35-6, and Ava defeated Salem, Missouri 39-0. Sorry. On the Arkansas sports media overall top 10, number one, North Little Rock, leading Little Rock Central 28-6 was the last score we had from the second quarter. Second ranked Fayetteville, boy, they are getting all they want from Bentonville West right now. In the third quarter, the Purple Dogs and the Wolves are tied at 21 all. Number three, Bryant, is up on number five, Fort Smith Northside, 16-7. Now, that game is experiencing another weather delay. They'd already had one before the game started, and now they are going through another one. Number four, Conway, leading Fort Smith Southside 38-13 in the third quarter. It is number six, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, defeating Little Rock Hall by a score of 41-6. Number seven, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number two in Class 5A, shut out J.A. Fair 35-7 tonight, 35-0 tonight in Little Rock. Number eight, Springdale, is leading Heritage 36-14. That was actually the last score we had from the second quarter. Number nine, Warren, who is also number one in Class 4A, believe leading Crossett right now. See if I find the score on that one. 49-14, Warren up in the fourth quarter. And number 10, Cabot, is playing at home against Little Rock Catholic. See if we can find. Okay, that game has been postponed, I believe. Most likely, again, until tomorrow. Last score we had, the two teams were tied at seven, but it looks like the weather has pushed the finish of that game back to tomorrow. Among the Class 6A top five, there is only one game we have not yet mentioned, and that is number three, Benton, playing at Russellville this evening, and right now it is the Panthers up on the Cyclones 27-0 in the third quarter. Looking at the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet got to, number one, Little Rock Christian, that is, leading Watson Chapel, I believe. Let's see if I can find the score on that. Okay, well, that game has also been postponed until tomorrow. Last score we had, Christian was up on Chapel 17-0. Number three, Little Rock McClellan, playing at Hot Springs this evening, and have not seen a score on that one as of yet. And the game between number five Texarkana and Magnolia has also been pushed back to tomorrow because of the weather. Among the Class 4A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number two Joe T. Robinson playing at home against Fountain Lake. And last score we had, the Senators were up 14-0 in the second quarter. Number three, Nashville, up on Arkadelphia 28-17 in the third quarter. It is number four, Rivercrest, playing at Truman this evening, and it is Rivercrest up 36-13 in the final quarter. Number five, Southside Batesville, is losing to Stuttgart 35-7 in the fourth quarter, so it looks like they'll be dropping out of the top five when the next rankings come around. Class 3A top five, number one, Boonville, is playing at home against Paris tonight. Let's see if I can find the score on that game. And let's see, there, believe they should be up there. Okay, I am not seeing that at the moment. Okay, that game has gone final. It is Boonville with the victory, 48-0. Number two, Clinton, playing at Harding Academy tonight down in Searcy. Let's see if we can find the score on that one. It is the Yellow Jackets up on the Wildcats, 42-27 in the fourth quarter. Number three, Prescott, playing at Falk this evening. And it is the Curly Wolves up 40-0 in the third quarter. And number four, Mayflower, playing at Danville. No, they are at home against Danville. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. And number five, McGee, was leading Lake Village Lakeside 22-0 in the second quarter. And in the Class 2A top five, number one, Mount Ida, defeating number four, Mineral Springs, 34-6. Second-ranked Foreman is playing at Spring Hill this evening, and it was Foreman getting the 39-0 victory. Number three, Hazen, at Carlisle tonight. And last score, Hazen was up 46-8 in the final quarter. And number five, Junction City, ended up shutting out Strong by a score of 57-0. And that is a look at what else has been going on in the state and in the area. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Again, join us next week as Mountain Home will be back on the road. This will be their first road game of 6A East action as the Bombers will play the Zebras of Pine Bluff. We hope you'll join us for that game next week. So until then, I want to thank, of course, Brad Hallworth and Tobias Pugsley back at the studio and back at the stadium, and want to thank all of you for listening to us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight: the Jonesboro Golden Hurricane 35, the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Bombers Post Game Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Join us again next time the Bombers take the field for more Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, mm-hmm. and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.